Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you'll see me through.
Good morning. Before I get started, let's go into prayer. Father God, I thank you for this hour, this time of worship, this time of fellowship, this time of intercession, this time that your word will come in powerful ways. Father God, I pray for each and every one that's on the line this morning and will be on the line. I pray, God, that this word will be enlightening to them. And Father God, give us strength for the journey ahead, even as we walk through these challenging times. This is our prayer. Hide me behind the cross and give me what to say to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good morning, good people. Good morning, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. We're excited about today's lesson. Today is March the 12th, 2022. And again, I say welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. And of course, you guys should know me by now. We thank God for your co-host who gave us an incredible lesson on last week, and certainly Evangelist Terry Rogers. We have an outstanding lesson this morning, and we're going to get to it. Certainly the enemy attacked us on this weekend, didn't think that we would have this lesson on this morning, thought maybe we would cancel, but the word of the Lord must go on. The word must, his purpose and his plans must be completed in us. And certainly just want to give a shout out for the announcements on this morning. Amazing Grace Ministries, we are going to cancel noonday prayer for March. Just for the month of March, we will come back stronger in April. Amen. Hallelujah. And another plug I want you to put on your calendars is June the 4th. We'll be celebrating Blog Talk Radio, being in this ministry for over 5 years. And certainly we have literally been on our show for three of those years, and two of which I was on another show. But praise God, this is Amazing Grace Ministries show. Thank the Lord, which we sponsor and pay for. Hallelujah. God has blessed us to be moving forward in ministry. So circle June the 4th. There will be more details to follow. Praise God. And, of course, I am your host. I am the president and the CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. If this word has hit you, if this word has said something to you, please give me a shout out at 309-750-7584 or amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. And that's amazing. AMAZINGRACEMINISTRIS@gmail.com. Consider giving a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly we put it back in the ministry. Praise God. You can send those donations to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643, and they are made out to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., or G or AGMI. Praise God. Thank you in advance. And certainly I want to thank those that have contributed to the support of this blog, contributed to the support of this ministry. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And therefore, we decree in radio land, those of which are listening, those of which that will listen, I declare a blessing unto you. I declare blessings this year. I declare a favor this year. Even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, we are victorious. Certainly, I want to bless you this year. And we are theme for the month of, and of course, we are on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., praise the Lord. We are looking for God's blessing, and I'm moving into the word, praise the Lord. We are moving into God's blessings, and certainly we talked about triple for your troubles. And if we were to allow the enemy to make us look at the situations that we are literally going through right now, we would say triple. Come on, Dr. Carey. But the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he certainly would not destroy us. He would not keep us from being victorious. And he will not keep us from the promised land. And certainly this month we have been talking about anticipating my breakthrough. And on last Saturday, our co-host introduced this lesson, the topic, so good, so anointingly. I'm making up my own words. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anointingly. But so poignantly. Praise God. And certainly if you didn't tune into that lesson, you can tune in. Just go to Blog Talk and get the lesson for March 5th, Destroying the Yokes of Bondage. Praise God. But the name of that lesson, it's not luck, but the favor of Jesus. The objective of this lesson, to remind us that we are heirs of God. Now, that was last week's lesson. Praise God. Well, what is this week's lesson, Dr. Carey? Well, since you asked me, it is crossing Jordan, anticipating a breakthrough. Now, let's get into the text. Now, you got your Bibles. I need you to go to Joshua. I need you to start at the third chapter, because we're going to read verses 15 through 17. Praise God. It reads as thus. And as they that bear the ark was come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark was dipped into the rim of the water, for Jordan overflowed all his banks at the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above and stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city of Adam, that is beside Zarethan, and those that came down toward the Sea of the Plains, even the Salt Sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over dry ground until all the people were passed clear over Jordan. This is the same verses in the New Translation, which is the New Living Translation. It was the harvest season, and Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the ark touched the water at the river's edge, verse 16, the water above that point began backing up a great distance away at a town called Abram, which is near Zarethan. And the water below that pointed flowed on the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Last verse. Meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Lord's Covenant stood on dry ground in the midst of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan on dry ground. Praise the Lord. So here we are. Here we are at Jordan. And certainly I want to go over some few definitions. We talked about anticipating, and we talked about breakthrough on last week. And certainly my co-host gave a outstanding definition, but I just want to remind you that when we talk about anticipate, it means to expect or to predict. It also means breakthrough, sudden dramatic release in a particular sphere. Mm-hmm. A sphere area is considered an area or range over something. Something or some act. So when we look at a sudden dramatic release of a particular sphere, and we look at ourselves and we look at that particular area or range over that thing, it's something that is able to be released. So in essence, we need to hold those words aside and think on those for a minute. So let's talk about Jordan. Jordan was a particular figure in the ancient Israel. This was the Jordan River that has been mentioned about 200 times in the Bible. It's a fast-flowing river created normal barriers between the Canaan and the lands to the east. It served as a line of protection when God's prophets and kings were being pursued. So it began at the foot of Mount Hermon, and the Jordan traveled about 25 miles before emptying into the Sea of Galilee. It continues to flow from the southern end of the sea and winds up at the end of the Dead Sea. So it's about 65 miles about. So this fabulous river is surprisingly narrow. It's only about 50 to 75 feet in most places. So the name Jordan, or the Jordan River, Gat is named, it means to descend or go down. And the river drops significantly in elevation from Mount Hermon, and stands 9,000 feet above sea level, while the Dead Sea sits about 1,400 feet below, making it one of the fastest flowing rivers of its size. Praise the Lord. Trying to get my phone together here. Hallelujah. So when we look at this, when we look at the Jordan River, let's look at this particular river in history. Mm-hmm. The Jordan River has played a significant role in numerous events in Bible history. It was first mentioned in Abraham and Lot. Mm-hmm. They parted company, and the word says, and Lot looked up his eyes and saw the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot traveled east. Thus they separate from each other. And that's found in Genesis 13 when you're looking at 10 through 11. Also, when you look at Jacob, the incident that happened, you know Jacob, the supplanter, the deceiver, the person that stole his brother's birthright, and he was going home, and he had to work 14 years for his beloved Rachel. You know the person. So his name here, when you look at the ford, or if you look at the Jacobed River, was is a territory of the Jordan. So it was part of the Jordan River. The same name, he arose and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the fort of Jacobed. He took them and sent them across the stream. Likewise, everything that he had, and Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint, and he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob, hallelujah, praise God, said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." How many of you got a, "I'm not going to let the Lord go until he bless me"? Uh-huh, praise God. And he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no more be Jacob, but Israel, for you strive with God and with man and have prevailed." Sometimes God's got to change our name. Sometimes we go through situations and problems, and he has to change our name, because our name represents what we were. But when God changes us, we become what God wants us to become. Uh-huh. We are anticipating a breakthrough. We are anticipating God doing a change in this sphere, in us. You know, spirit meaning a ground or something, matter, and we are matter. We are made up with neurons. We are made up with dirt from the ground. We are made up, hallelujah, with blood and sinew, but certainly we are also made up with blood, water, and we are, this body goes back to the ground, but our soul and our spirit moves on. So in essence, praise the Lord, this spirit or this matter, when we're anticipating a breakthrough, we're anticipating a change, and we see over in the word here that when the angel touched the thigh of Jacob, and he said, you strive, you're wrestling. And see, some of you out there is wrestling with some stuff. You're wrestling with some things, but God is saying, I'm here to change your name, because I am here to show you who you are in God. Oh, hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, because God is doing a new thing. Oh, Jesus, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. Bless him, bless him. him. Glory to his name. So we also see that this river, the Jordan, was also very active with the prophets Elijah and Elisha on both sides, praise the Lord. This Jordan River also was an area where John the Baptist would conduct most of his ministry, and Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Jordan River. I want to know, how are you crossing over the Jordan? Are you anticipating a blessing? This month, we are anticipating a breakthrough. We are anticipating God to do something tremendous, something outrageous, something that will blow our mind, because we're looking to God for our strength, and certainly he is the only person that can strengthen us. He is the only person that can deliver us. He's the only person that can set us free. I told you this morning, I thought that I would have to counsel this blog because I sat in the hospital all night long with my father, didn't leave the place until early this morning. But God still has a word. God still has a time of refreshing. God still says, I am giving, I am providing a breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah. And because he is with us, because we are heirs to the throne, because we can call on the name of Jesus and he will answer us. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the early times, the Israelites possessed the territory on both sides of the Jordan. Today, this Jordan River forms an international barrier between Israel and the kingdom of Jordan. So this river is still in operation. But let us get to our lesson on today. Let us get to, and I know I've got excited, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. But let us get to our lesson on today. We're talking about Joshua. We're talking about the third chapter. We're talking about verses 15 and 17. You know who Joshua was. Joshua was 80 years old, and they were coming out of the wilderness. Why were they coming out the wilderness? Because the seniors that were before the adult seniors did not have enough sense to believe God. And because they did not have enough sense to trust God, God said, look, if you don't trust me, then fine, I'm going to let you die in the wilderness. But we have to trust God. We have to believe that he is who he say he is. So here we are at the Jordan River. Here we are with Joshua, who is a new commander, who's taking over for Moses, who has succeeded him in leadership of the Israelites. He was a good leader. He provided leadership in terms of the army. He was an army commander. He led the army, and he was very successful. But the thing on Joshua's resume was that he believed God. He believed God. He was one of the spies that went over, that had to cross Jordan and look into the promised land. And what he saw, was good. It was flowing with milk and honey. So he came back and said, we can take the land. But the seniors, his peers at that time, said, no way. So now here Joshua is. He's 80 years old, and he's about to cross over Jordan. Moses has died. Moses has given new instructions to a new generation. The generals are leaving him. The generals are dying off. We know in all denominations, the generals are leaving. Now we're looking to a new generation, a new breed of young folks that's going to carry this word, a new breed of young folks that's got to stand on the promises of God, a new breed of young folks that say, I am
am not going to take down, but I am going to believe the word of God. So here we are, Joshua. Joshua is about to cross over Jordan. He's about to go into another dimension. He's about to get his breakthrough. He's about to move forward in the Lord. And before he had moved forward in the Lord, the priest had to come with the presence of the Lord. And we don't have to have the Ark of the Covenant anymore. We talked about being heirs on last week. We talked about Jesus being the high priest on last week. So the Ark of the Covenant is no longer needed. Why? Because Jesus died on the cross. And we understand that we are in the Lent season. We are going to celebrate the resurrection and the death and the burial of Jesus Christ pretty soon. But praise God, we have him on the inside now. He sent back a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And if you don't have it, it's a gift. All you got to do is ask for it and receive it. But before you get it, you got to clean up. You got to sanctify yourself. You got to turn from your wicked ways and let the Lord clean you up. Clean you up, because you can't clean yourself up. Hallelujah. So now the Israelites have spent 40 years in the desert. They're about to cross over the Jordan. And the priest stepped down in the water. And when the priest stepped down in the water, the Jordan backed up. The Jordan backed up. They responded to the presence of the Lord. They responded to God's presence. The Jordan, nature responded to God's word, and they backed up. And when they backed up, praise God, the Israelites walked across dry land. They walked across that Jordan on dry land. And when they walked across Jordan, they were given further instructions to sanctify themselves. You can't take old into the new, because you can't take that old stuff you were doing in the new for this breakthrough. You got to lay aside every weight and sin that's stopping you from moving, and you've got to lay it aside and let God move. You've got to let God bless you, because God says this is a blessing season. Don't let the times and the problems we're going through take you away from what God has for you. You get your eyes focused on the destruction. You get your eyes focused on the problems. You get your eyes focused on them high gas prices. You get your eyes focused on our problems and our bills. But God is saying, take your focus off of that and put it on me, because I've got a blessing for you. I'm going to break out in new ways. I know what's going on, and it's not by happenstance, because Jesus Christ has to come back. And the Bible says, think it not strange that these things are happening. We are in the last days. Don't know how much time we got, but we got some time now. And we don't know how much more, but we are anticipating our breakthrough, because we're crossing the Jordan. We're crossing over this sea. And then I failed to say it was harvest time. That means the river was at its highest point. You know, sometimes the Jordan River be low. And just like our rivers today, you see the snow and the rain. You see on the news where it rains, so where bridges are covered up. Oh, and then the drought comes, and you may not see no water at all. But crossing Jordan, this was the high time. It was harvest time, so the river was high. But God chose this time to say, I've got your blessing. You don't have a blessing unless I give it to you. Meaning sometimes we try to do it ourselves, but Christ is saying, I've got you covered. Oh, you need to trust in me. You think you can handle it, but you can't, because I formed you. I know who you are. And therefore, if you trust me, if you lean not on your own understanding, I will bless you. Oh, hallelujah. And therefore, we've got to trust. The Bible says, if thou can believe, all things are possible. I want to know from you this morning, are you anticipating your blessing? Are you crossing Jordan? And if you are going to cross Jordan, I need you to clap your hands where you are and give God a praise. Give God a thank you. Give God a glory to his name, because you've got to see yourself. You've got to see yourself crossing Jordan, crossing over your bills, crossing over your problems, crossing over every obstacle. Even this third month of a new year, we're crossing over Jordan. Why? Because God has given us the victory. And because he's given us the victory, I can do all things through Christ. I can do it. Hallelujah. But he has given me that promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's given me that promise. Hallelujah. He's given you that promise. We're going through. Generals are leaving here. But the word this morning is God is still moving. Anticipate your breakthrough. Wherever you stuck, whatever problems you've seen you can't get rid of, I want you to know that it's breaking, that it's coming off. Everything that's not like God is coming off. It's coming off this morning. Why? Because you have centered yourself to want to cross over Jordan. Or you want to cross over into a new land. You want to cross over to new blessings. You want to cross over to new surrounding. Now understand this. When the Israelites cross from the wilderness over to Jordan, you know the Bible. They came against obstacles. They came against new problems and new enemies. But God told them to sanctify themselves. And when they crossed and sanctified themselves, they took Jericho. But after Jericho, they got beside themselves and decided to steal from God. You can't steal from God and think you're going to be blessed. Praise God. You can't do it. And when they found out, they had to deal with that sin. We've got to deal with some issues that God is not pleased in our lives. We got to take it off. I said every weight and sin that keeps us bound, keeps us from crossing Jordan, we've got to leave it. We've got to put on new clothes. They couldn't take the same clothes they had in the wilderness over to the new side. They had to purge themselves. They had to take off them clothes. They had to leave them there. They had to leave them after they crossed Jordan. Oh, because God was doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing in us. So anticipate your breakthrough. Let's pray. Hallelujah, glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, God, for the people that you have allowed to be with us on this morning. We pray that a word has been said to encourage your people all over the world and beyond. We pray for those that are here on the line. We pray for their strength. Whatever they are going through, I pray, God, that they anticipate crossing Jordan, anticipating their blessing, their breakthrough, their blessings, because God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And Father God, you know what they're going through, and I pray for them as Job prayed for his friends. And we know, God, that you're going to do something tremendous for them because they have taken the time at 9 o'clock in the morning to hear a word from you. And this is a word from you. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless them above all measures. And I pray for their minds. I pray for their emotions. I pray for strength. I pray for those that are going through the loss of the loved ones, because the generals are leaving here. I pray for the funeral of Pastor Lewis and his family as they lay him to rest. But we know that he's absent from the body, but he's present with you. I pray for the Wilson family who funeralized such an anointed woman of God and her husband on Wednesday. We pray for these families. I pray for my own family members that are going through the loss of their loved ones.
because, Father, this is trying times. And certainly you said that we have to go. This body has to die, but our spirit and our soul lives on. And I pray, God, for those that are not saved, and if they hear this lesson, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? And all you have to do is repent of your sins and say, Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins, and allow him to come into your heart, and you will be saved. And we pray for those. We pray, God, for those that may hear this word, that you may touch, heal, deliver, set free. We pray right now, God, that you'll move like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, saints of the Lord. Thank you for listening on this morning. As I foresaid, stated, continue to pray for my father who had to go to the hospital on yesterday, but he should be released sometime today. We thank God for intervening on his part. Continue to keep this ministry in your prayers. I thank God for each and every one that is tuned in on today to hear word of God, and I pray that something has been said to move you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And certainly, we thank God for my co-host who does an outstanding job, and Lord willing, she will be here on next week to give another outstanding word. Again, even though they've taken the mandates of wearing a mask down in certain places, continue to be vigilant and wear your mask, wash your hands, and do everything that the CDC has asked of us to do, because the Bible tells us to render unto Caesar what Caesar's, unto God unto what's God. And certainly we want to be precise in everything that we do and walk with integrity. So continue to pray each and every one for another, and I will see you later. And keep June 4th in your calendars, as we will be celebrating ministering for over five years of Blog Talk Radio. And certainly I'm excited about it. I hope you are excited. God bless. Bye-bye.